So this morning we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 11, and is that text 59? Thank you. Time is a little limited, so we're just going to go into translation. We've got a few verses to go through. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. So text 59 translation is as follows. Maharaj Patraparudra took the Bhattacharya's advice and firmly decided to follow his instruction. Thus he felt transcendental happiness. 60. Snana yatra kabe habe puchila bhattare charya ratare. Thank you. Translation. When the king asked the Bhattacharya when the bathing ceremony Snana Yatra of Lord Jagannath would take place, the Bhattacharya replied that there was only 3 days left before the ceremony. Ribol. Next verse. Snana Yatra Dina Prabhu Rananda Ridaya. Translation. After thus encouraging the king, Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya returned home on the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. Snana yatra deke prabhubhur hoila bada sukha ishware anasare pailo bada dukha. Translation. Upon hearing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Haribo! 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 But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath's deity is repainted, and this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavashara. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day. And for them, his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. Om Gyana Timarandasya Gyanan Gyana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastyachade Satarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Taking the blessings from all the devotees here, I can say a few words here about Lord Jagannath. Please give me your blessings. Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sindubhyayavacha patito nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So Snana Yatra, does anyone know what this festival, we know it's the Abhishek, we know it's the bathing ceremony. Anyone know what particularly this ceremony is? That's right, it's the appearance of Lord Jagannath. So Krishna, he says that he descends on the earth, he takes many, many forms. Some of the forms are Swayam Bhagavan. He appeared here 5,000 years ago. Other forms of the Lord. Ram Bhagavan, Nrisimha Dev, kids. Who? Varaha. Come on, kids. You can tell me one. Who? We already had Ram. Kurma. So the Lord appears Advaitam, Achyutam, Ananta, Rupam. There are many, many forms of the Lord, unlimited. We all like going to the seaside. We like watching the waves. And how many waves are there? Have you ever tried counting the waves? Not possible. So the forms of the Lord are as unlimited as the waves are there in the ocean. And Lord Jagannath, on the Snani Yatra, it's his appearance day. And the wonderful pastime goes back to Dwarka. Anyone been to Dwarka? So after Krishna killed Kamsa, then he left Mathura because he was harassed by who? Jarasandha. And then he built his fort there in Dwarka. Wonderful place. 16,108 wives surrounded in great opulence. But although Krishna was living in this wonderful place, he was not feeling quite happy there. He was missing Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki. Yeah. Of course, Sri Vrindavan Dham is not Sri Vrindavan unless it's the residence. And the topmost resident is Srimati Radharani. So when Krishna was living there with the gopis, the queens knew that Krishna, although living in Dwarka, his mind was not in Dwarka. His mind was always thinking about the residence of Vrindavan. So the queens, they inquired from Rohini, "We are the wives of Krishna. We dedicate our life to Krishna. But we can feel that he's just doing the motions of being a husband." Sometimes if you're a wife, maybe you can detect your husband. He might be doing the motions, but he's not actually there. His mind is somewhere else, playing golf or something, who knows. So the queens, they also detected that their husband physically was there, but his mind, his heart, was somewhere else. So then Rohini started to describe the glories of the gopis, how they dedicate everything for Krishna, how they had so much love for Krishna, how they would drop anything when they heard that transcendental flute. And immediately, whatever they were doing, in the middle of doing the household duties, in the middle of even feeding their kids, whatever situation, when they heard Krishna's transcendental flute, they would drop everything, not caring for the consequences that might be there. And in this way, Rohini was explaining the beautiful qualities of the gopis. And as Rohini was explaining this to the queens, just who happens to walk by unnoticed was eavesdropping. Anyone done eavesdropping? Krishna was there, and Balaram, and Subhadra. And when they started hearing the glories of the gopis in Vrindavan, immediately they became overwhelmed in ecstasy. They became stunned with ecstasy. And then it says that Krishna's eyes became very, very wide. You can see Lord Jagannath, his eyes are very, very big. He wants to see everyone. When he goes to Rath Yatra, when he comes for Darshan, it's because his eyes are big. Normally, we want to see Krishna, but in this situation, this particular form, he has big eyes because he wants to see us. So then his limbs went inside, his legs went inside, and in this way, Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra assume this amazing form never seen before. And as this was taking place, the transcendental spaceman, Narada Muni, happened to come by. And then he was also astonished. He was also surprised to see this amazing form. Even though Narada Muni has clocked up a few miles, he's never seen these amazing forms. And he offered his obeisances and he prayed to Krishna, "My dear Lord, these forms are so amazing. Please, you must manifest them so that everyone can be benefited and see this amazing form that no one has seen before." And Krishna is always wish-fulfilling for all the devotees. Whatever the devotees want, then Krishna is happy to fulfill that wish. And it took a little while. So then we just fast forward a little bit to the place of Avanti. And who lives in Avanti? I'm not talking about the school Avanti. You guys go to Avanti school, anyone? So Avanti is a very great place. And which king lived over there? Not King Charles III. Sorry? King Indradumna Maharaj ki. So King Indradumna Maharaj, he ruled Avanti. He was loved by all the citizens. Even though he was performing his duties as a king very nicely, there was something missing in his life. He had all the opulence. He had all the adoration of all the citizens. Everyone was happy. The seasons were very, very nicely been executed. Not quite so in England. But still his heart was not quite happy. So he asked his advisor, the Brahmins. The Brahmins are always advisors to the king. The king are the rulers. The king makes sure everything is running very nicely. But it is all done under the advice of the Brahmanas. So then his advisor, the Brahmana, anyone know his name? Vidyapati. So he asked Vidyapati to arrange a council of scholars, Brahmanas, sadhus, monks, so that he could put a question forward to this assembly of wonderful, learned Brahmanas. And he asked this one question: "I want to see the Lord personally. I want to touch him. I want to feel his body." And he asked, and some of the Brahmin says, "The Lord is present there in the fire yajna. You can see the Lord in that form." Indradumna said, "No, I don't want to see the form in the fire." Then someone said, "If you meditate, then the Lord can be seen within your heart, Antaryami." So in this way, different scholars, different Brahmins, they said, gave advice. And King Indradumna was not 100% satisfied. He wanted to see the Lord personally. How many want to see the Lord personally? Haribol, just turn your head. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki. We might not have the eyes, but the Lord is directly over there, as we know the story of Sakshi Gopal. Anyway, one hermit said, "My dear Lord, this form that you want to see so eagerly, I know where it is. I just came from there. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, were my hair standing on end. Was I crying? Was I so elated? And the deity there is called Nila Madhava. And this is the personal form of the Lord that you are seeking. Immediately the king became so happy. Wow, oh pilgrim, please tell me, where can I find this Nila Madhava? I want to see him. I want to serve him. And then he gave some directions. And then he asked his trusted Brahmin, Vidyapati, to go and try and find this Nila Madhava deity. So he traveled all the different parts of Bharatvarsha. And finally he came upon this village. He has been traveling for weeks and weeks, month. Sometimes we make a flight and we get so tired, isn't it? You just go to sleep. So traveling, sometimes it takes it out of you. So Vidyapati was very, very tired. And he knocked on the first door. And the door opened. And there was a nice lady. And it was the house of Vishwavasu. So the custom is, if someone comes to your house, then you always welcome them in. That is the tradition. The guest is like God. That's right. So imagine if God knocks on your door. So nowadays, if you just knock on anyone's door, the curtains will say, "We're not in." But the tradition in the Vedic culture, the sadhu, Sukadev Goswamis, they would just go knock on the door, "Bhiksha mange, bhiksha mange." They would get a little chapati, a little milk, maybe a little dakshina. So in this way, Vishwavasu invited the young Brahmin, and it took him a little while to recover. And then when you have a young lady, a young handsome man living in the same house, who are both single, what's going to happen? "Can you feel the love tonight?" Boom, boom. So these two, they fell in love. Maybe you have that experience. So Vidyapati proposed to Vishwasu that, "I would like to marry Lalita, your daughter." And Vishwasu said, "Yes, no problem." And then he became settled down there in married life. He got busy with his household duties. Do you know what household duties are? What do you get busy with? Cooking, washing, cleaning, looking after your husbands, looking after your wives. So you get caught up in these things. Then Vidyapati, he was there, but then he almost forgot the reason he was there. And then what awakened the reason he was there was that when he would see or hear Vishwasu come in, he would smell the most amazing, amazing scent, fragrance. And it was night blooming jasmine. Anyone ever smelt night blooming jasmine? It is the most intoxicating smell. I was in South Africa. Anyone from South Africa? We was there in the Durban, and the smell only comes at night. I was sitting over there after the 9 o'clock arti, and I could smell this amazing scent, and I was wondering, what is this scent? And somebody said this was night blooming jasmine. So Vidyapati could smell this. And then he was wondering, maybe, just maybe, this man over here, Vishwasu, knows where Nila Madhava is. So then he asked his wife, "Do you think that your father is going and worshipping this Nila Madhava?" And Lalita said, no, that is not possible. Because Vishwasu told his daughter not to reveal the whereabouts of Nila Madhava. So every time Vidyapati inquired, Lalita would say no. But you know, as it goes in life, when your wife sees the husband a little depressed, then you want to make sure he's very happy. So Vidyapati became a little depressed, and Lalita said, okay, it is true, he does go to worship Nila Madhava. And then Vidyapati said, yes. He said, I want to go there. And Lalita said, no way. And then after asking, then Lalita pleaded to Vishvasu, please, my husband wants to go. And then Vishvasu got very, very upset. You told Vidyapati where Nila Madhava is? And the Lalita said, no, no, no. It's the aroma, the smell. When you come, you disappear. He knows. He's a very smart fellow. He comes from the city. They know these things. So then, after much persistence, then Vishvasu said, yes, I will take him. But on one condition. What was the condition? Blindfolded. So then, he was blindfolded. Then he asked Lalita, on my journey, I'm going to need something to worship Nila Madhava. And what was that he wanted? Mustard seeds. So although he said it was to worship Lord Jagannath, this tricky Brahmin from the cities, he never trusted him. What he decided to do was then on the way, he was dropping some mustard seeds along the pathway. Then as these mustard seeds were being dropped, and what do mustard seeds do? Grow so quickly. So then as Vidyapati came to the mountain of Niladri, he heard the most amazing chanting, the Purusha Shukta. Om Sahasra Sirasra Purushaha. Not as good as mine. No, no, much better than mine. So in this way, he could hear these Vedic hymns chanted very, very nicely. Then he asked his father-in-law, please remove this blindfold so I could see. Then he saw the most amazing form, Nila Madhava. And then Brahma was there. Lord Shiva was there. Indra was there. All the demigods had come to worship Nila Madhava. So the Lord was looked after very nicely in this way. And then Vishvasu said, I'm going to go and collect some fruits and berries to offer to Nila Madhava. You offer some prayers. As Vishvasu went, then in the corner of his eyes, there was a Rohini kund, and one crow fell into the kund, and it drowned, and it died. Then, behold, when Vidyapati saw this, he saw a beautiful four-armed form, a liberated crow manifesting in a siddha roop. If you jump in that lake, you get liberated. So if you could jump in the Manna lake and get your siddha roop, would you do it? I wouldn't do it because I'm not sure how clean that lake is. But anyway, Vidyapati saw this, then he decided to jump in the lake. So he went, and as he was about to jump in the lake, a voice said, have you forgotten why you have come here? You're a messenger from Indradumna. Immediately he realized he was being a little selfish. So then he went to Nila Madhava, offered some beautiful prayers. He says, my dear Lord, I'm a messenger from Indradumna. Please give me the power, give me the wisdom, how Indradumna can also come here and worship you. And at the same time, as he mentioned the name Indradumna, who happens to walk in? Vishvavasu. And Vishvavasu heard the word Indradumna, he became alarmed. The Brahmin was from Avanti, the Brahmin was Indradumna's servant. He's mentioning to Nila Madhava about Indradumna. What that means is possibly he wants to take my Nila Madhava deity to Avanti. Imagine your Ishtadev, imagine your Ladu Gopal, imagine your Gonitai being taken away from you. How would you feel? You would be devastated. So Vishvasu said, there's no way that this Brahmin is going to take my Nila Madhava. So he tied him up and put him in his house. And Lalita said, please let him go, please let him go. Then after some time, Vidyapati was released and he went to Indradumna. He told him about Nila Madhava. Indradumna, he came. He went to Niladri. They followed the trail on the mustard. And when they arrived at the top of Niladri mountain, did they find Nila Madhava? Yes, they did. What version are you reading? No, they didn't find Nila Madhava. Nila Madhava was gone. Indradumna was so eager to see Nila Madhava. And Nila Madhava is not there. Imagine, it's Janmashtami time. We're all chanting Radha Gokulananda. And the curtains open. And there's no Radha Gokulananda. Ah! Ananta Gopal would freak out. So you can imagine Indradumna not seeing Nila Madhava. He heard so much about Nila Madhava. And sometimes when you don't get what you want, what quality sets in? Anger, krodha. So because of his love for seeing Nila Madhava, anger entered him. Then he said, arrest everyone in the village and bring me Vishvasu. Vishvasu was brought to Nila Madhava. Brought to Indradumna, where is this Nila Madhava? Vishvasu was heartbroken because Nila Madhava was not there. He didn't say anything. Indradumna was so upset. He prayed, my dear Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you. Just then, the transcendental spaceman Narada Muni arrived and he said, release Vishvasu. He is a great devotee, just like you. Everyone here is innocent. Nila Madhava has left out of his own sweet will. So sometimes the Lord might appear, then he disappears out of his own sweet will. Like Maharaj Parikshit, when he was within the womb, the Ashwatthama threw that Brahmastra, and he's got to see the Lord within the womb. And he revealed himself. But then after he was saved, he was trying to look for the Lord that he saw within the womb. And Parikshit means what? Searching or to examine. So he was examining every Purusha, including you, to see if he was the same person that he saw within his womb. So then Narada Muni said, the Lord has left, but the Lord will appear. You must build a nice big temple in the Niladri mountain. Go to the abode of my father, Brahma, in Satyaloka. Invite him, and then we can have a big ceremony installation. So then he involved everyone, including Vishvavasu. Everyone, they built a temple. It's never easy to build a temple to get donations. But somehow or another, they built a beautiful temple. And then when the temple was completed, Indradumna, he went to Brahmaloka to invite Brahma to come and perform the ceremony. And then Brahma said, you go down, then I will come. And as he came down, he noticed the temple was still intact. He saw that everything was just the way he left it. And then he heard some sounds banging. There was some ceremony taking place. And some Brahmins were coming along. Then he was looking for a particular Brahmin. What Brahmin was he looking for? What Brahmin was he looking for? Vidyapati. That was his trusted Brahmin. So when he saw these Brahmins, he did not see Vidyapati. He was a little surprised. He's the head Brahmin. And then he was thinking, no problem. Then he asked the Brahmin over there, what ceremony are you preparing over here? He said, we are about to install Madhava under the guidance of the king. And he said, the king? Which king? I am the king. And he says, which deity? What king are you talking about? And he asked in a humble way, but the Brahmins could feel there was a bit of tension, and they asked, who are you? He says, I am Indradumna of Avanti. And the Brahmin said, Indradumna, he passed away many, many years ago. It can't be you. Indradumna was a bit confused. What's going on? The temple ceremony might have been installed. Who is this new king? Imagine you go to your house and there's a stranger over there. Someone's just taken over your house. How are you going to feel? So Indradumna felt, who is all these people over here? Then the king, he came. I forget what his name. You remember anyone? I forget his name anyway. Old age. Anyway, the king said, I am the king over here. How dare you challenge me? And as they were about to get into a confrontation, we heard the name Ram, Ram, Ram. And a big bird, it flew over. And the bird said, I sit on this peepli tree. I witness many, many, many events. By chanting the name of Ram, I avoid death. If you chant Ram's name, then you avoid death. And by chanting Ram, Ram, he was managing to live there. And he saw many, many, many ages come and go. And he said to the king, this is Indradumna, and he has the one who built this temple. Everyone was surprised. And then Indradumna realized that when he went to Brahma, the time works differently there. One moment there is many, many, many yugas. All his family, all his friends, his trusted Brahmin, Vidyapati, had all gone. Vishvasu was gone. And then realizing, oh, what to do? I've lost everyone. He said, I will fast until death. I was hoping a big ceremony. I was hoping a big installation. But everything is gone now. So he fasted and fasted. In his dream, the Lord said that if you go to the ocean, a big log will come there. And then you form or you carve the deities there. And then we will install the deities. So next morning, a big log, Daru Brahmin, came. And then we could know this log was transcendental. How could we tell this log was transcendental? Anyone know? Yes, anything else? Sorry? The four symbols. Okay, kids only, kids only. What are the four symbols that the Lord has? Kids, come on. Adults can help. Conch.
Turtle.
What's that?
Turtle.
Turtle, nope. We've moved on. So we got conch so far. Chakra. Yes, hand up. Mace, gada. Lotus flower. So these are the four symbols that were on the log. But when they tried to move the log, they could not move the log. They tried to move the log, but the log was not moving. Sometimes at Rath Yatra, the Rath car does not move. They try horses, they try elephants, they try all these burly people trying to move. They couldn't move the Rath car, but Lord Chaitanya with his head, he would touch it, and then it moved. So the Lord moves out of his own sweet will. So then everyone tried, then the Lord could not be moved. Indradumna gave up. Then all of a sudden, you could hear the shouts. Everyone was saying, Haribol. They were saying, Virabhadra, Virabhadra, Virabhadra. And Indradumna immediately went and says, the log has moved, the log has moved. And he asked, who is this Virabhadra? How is it that you could move this log when no one else could move it? He said, I was inspired from within to move the log. And Indradumna said, please help me move it to the Gundicha temple, and then we'll carve the deities and we'll have a grand ceremony. Then they moved the log to the Gundicha. Then Vishwakarma came in the form of an architect, and he said he will carve the form, but he had a condition. I will carve these deities because it's a meditation. What was the condition? Anyone know? No one is allowed to disturb me, because it's a meditation, carving the Lord, trying to get the spiritual Shakti. And then the curtains were closed, and then we could hear the chipping away of the wood being carved. Parijata flowers were coming from above. Then all of a sudden, after 3 days, there was dead silence. Radio silence. You know what? Radio silence is very, very awkward. When you send a message on text and you're waiting for reply and reply and reply, you don't get a message, how frustrated do you get? Who doesn't get frustrated? Hands up. Who gets frustrated? Come on, we all get frustrated. So Indradumna was getting frustrated. The message of the tick, tick, tick was not coming. The Parijata had stopped. And there was still some days before the 7 days. So what should he do? Should he see and go inside? Or should he wait for the 7 days? Wait. If there was a Rasgulla in front of you and Dad said you had to wait 7 days, would you wait? Maybe not. So then Indradumna was feeling very concerned. He thought, I missed Nila Madhava because I sent somebody else. I want to see if the Lord is safe. So he broke his promise and the curtains open. And there, lo and behold, was Jagannath Swami ki,
yes!
Lord Balaram ki,
yes!
Lady Subhadra ki.
Yes!
Indradumna was so happy. He was overwhelmed by ecstasy and happiness. But he was also not very happy because the carving had not been finished. If you see Lord Jagannath, you see no hands, you see no feet. If you see Gokulananda, you can see his hands, you can see his feet. So then Indradumna was so upset. What have I done? I have disfigured the form of the Lord. What an offender. My guru Narada will be so upset. Everyone has been waiting to see this transcendental form. And he decided to fast till death. Then a voice came, my dear Indradumna, this is my transcendental form. In the scriptures he says, I have no hands, I have no feet. To fulfill this, I appear like this. This is my form which is eternal. It is not deformed. Narada Muni just came also and also reassured that the Lord enjoyed this transcendental leela of him breaking his vow. Krishna sometimes breaks his vow. The devotees breaks his vow. When did Krishna break his vow? At Kurukshetra. So sometimes love transcends vows. Love transcends certain etiquette. So in this way, Indradumna's love transcended that vow, and he broke that vow to see if the Lord was safe. Just then Brahma came. Then Brahma said to bring Vishvasu, to bring Vidyapati, but Indradumna said, They've all gone. They've all passed. Then with his magic kamandalu, he sprinkled water on Virabhadra. And who did Virabhadra happen to be? Vishwavasu. And Vishnu Sharma, the head of the Brahmin, he sprinkled water on him. And who was he? Vidyapati. Indradumna was so happy that his associates were here. And then a great ceremony was performed. And then that was the appearance of Lord Jagannath, and the Snani Yatra was arranged by Indradumna Maharaj. And then after the Snani Yatra, then one pujari, when the Lord is placed in his place, he leaves the window open. Who left the window open? Was it you? So when you just have a shower, when your hair is wet and someone leaves the window open, what happens? Hachu! Hachu! You get a cold. So in this way, the Lord transcendentally had a cold. So we'll bathe the Lord today. We're going to try and convince the pujari not to leave the door or window open. But this transcendental leela, he'll get a little sick. Lord Chaitanya, you missed Lord Jagannath. He would go daily to see Lord Jagannath. He missed him so much that he was feeling this vipra lamba. So in the next 2 weeks, we might not see Lord Jagannath. We can meditate. Today you drink your eyes. Today you feast your eyes with the form of Lord Jagannath. You drink that holy name. In 2 weeks' time, on the 21st of July, Lord Jagannath will appear in his Rathi Yatra wonderful chariot festival. Rathi Yatra ki! Shri Rathi Yatra ki! Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! I could go on and on. Should I go on or should I stop? No, I better stop. So, we hope you enjoy this wonderful pastime. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chama Divyam, that we should know the transcendental pastimes. In this way, by smaranam, by remembering them, by chanting them, this purifies our heart. And this way we can attain Krishna consciousness. So take the day today, enjoy the festivities, and enjoy the wonderful prasadam.